Literature. Page 119. Reading. Read the short story. Then do the exercises below.
The Open Window by Saki. My aunt will be down soon, Mr. Nuttall, said a very self-confident young lady of 15. In the meantime, you must try and put up with me. Do you know anything about my aunt? Asked the young lady. No, we've never met before, admitted the visitor. Her great tragedy happened just 3 years ago, said the child. Her tragedy? Asked Frampton Nuttall. You may wonder why we keep that window wide open on an October afternoon, said the niece, indicating a large French window that opened onto a lawn. Out through that window, 3 years ago to the day, my aunt's husband and her two young brothers went off for their day's shooting. They never came back. While crossing the marshes, they were all three swallowed up by the mud. Their bodies were never recovered. Poor aunt always thinks that they will come back one day, they and the little brown spaniel that was lost with them, and walk in at that window just as they used to do. That is why the window is kept open every evening till it is quite dark. Poor dear aunt, she has often told me how they went out, her husband with his white coat over his arm. Do you know, sometimes on quiet evenings like this, I almost get a creepy feeling that they will all walk in through that window. She broke off with a little shudder. It was a relief to Frampton when the aunt walked into the room, apologizing for being late. I hope you don't mind the open window, she said. My husband and brothers will be home soon from the shooting, and they always come in this way. They've been out in the marshes today, so they'll make a mess over my poor carpets. She chattered on cheerfully about the shooting. To Frampton, it was all horrible. He made a desperate effort to turn the talk to a less ghastly topic and was conscious that his hostess's eyes were constantly straying past him to the open window. "Here they are at last," she cried, "just in time for tea." Frampton shivered slightly and turned towards the niece with a look intended to imply sympathy. But the child was staring out through the open window with horror in her eyes. In a shock of fear, Frampton turned round in his seat and looked in the same direction. In the deepening twilight, three figures were walking across the lawn towards the window. They all carried guns under their arms, and one had a white coat over his shoulders. A brown spaniel kept close at their heels. Noiselessly, they came near the house. Frampton grabbed wildly at his hat and coat and fled out through the door. "Here we are, my dear," said the man in the white coat, coming in through the window. "Who was that who ran out as we came?" "A most extraordinary man," said the aunt. "Dashed off without a word of goodbye. One would think he had seen a ghost." "I imagine it was the spaniel," said the niece calmly. "He told me he had a horror of dogs. He was once hunted into a cemetery by a pair of dogs in India, and had to spend the night in an open grave with the creatures snarling and growling just above him." Inventing stories at short notice was her specialty.